Welcome to the Parenting Revival Podcast, the go-to space for all things early parenting. I'm your host, Sharanya V, your partner in this wild ride called parenthood. As an early parenting coach with a background in family psychology, counseling, and pediatric sleep, my mission is simple: to help you shift from merely surviving to thriving. Buckle up, because we're about to embark on a journey where early parenting becomes less of a struggle and more of a joyful adventure. Okay, let's talk about why I recommend sleep as the first thing that you need to address when you first become a new parent. Okay, number one, it's going to be happening all the time for the rest of your life. It's going to be happening in the early days many, many times through the day and a long time through the night as well. Hopefully, right? If you are on the right path, if you're working with me, you're going to have your baby sleeping through the night in no time. But here's the thing. A lot of parents, like yourselves, think that this is going to be a problem that's going to go away. And 90% of the parents who come to me in infancy and decide, okay, they want to figure this out on their own, come back to me a few months later and say they still need help. Because babies who don't have natural sleep skills need to be taught how to do this, okay? As much as we think that sleep is supposed to be natural and it doesn't seem to be happening that way, isn't that like just so confusing? Same for breastfeeding. You think that it should be something that the baby is going to naturally know how to do, but then they don't. And you need to teach them how to do it, and you need to learn how to do it as well. And so sleep is the same. Your baby doesn't have a body clock yet, especially if you've got a newborn. They don't know the difference between night and day. And it's your job to teach them, right? What's night and what's day? And so many other things, like you need to tell them when they're allowed to stay awake and how long are they supposed to stay awake. For each child at each age, there's a different awake window. There's a different timing for your child to be asleep. And the activities that you should be doing with your child when your child is awake, right? All of this stimulates sleep. And so if you settle sleep, this is your end result, right? You're going to have, in a really good situation, in an ideal situation, which is something that you can definitely achieve, you will have your child sleeping between 10 to 12 hours through the night without awaking. You will have your child on a predictable schedule in the day. You will know exactly when your child is going to go to sleep, have that nap, and what time your child is going to wake up. This really does take me back to the time when I first started sleep coaching my son. And oh my gosh, it was so amazing. You would have heard this in my trailer where my child would sleep for 2 hours during his nap time. And I know it was so predictable. I knew it. I was like, this is the best time for me to do certain things. And this can be your case as well. I want to pause and introduce my 12-week signature Mom Revival program. In this journey, experience a unique fusion of pediatric sleep guidance, mental health support, couple wellness, and foundational parenting insights. It's your singular solution for establishing a resilient foundation as a young parent, crafting a legacy of happiness for decades. This program provides you 12 personalized coaching calls, each session tailored just for you. We will spend the first few weeks getting your child or children sleeping through the night, and then the focus will be shifted to you, your spouse, your parenting styles, and how to manage your household. Enjoy unlimited WhatsApp access and email support during the program, and you'll never feel alone. I will be with you every step of the way. You won't find this unique offering anywhere else, I promise you. Secure your spot for an experience that stands out from the rest. Embark on this transformational journey with my exclusive 12-week program priced at a refined $2,250. Visit sharanyav.com to secure your spot and check out my show notes for more info. When all of this takes place, when sleep is stable, you literally have predictability in your day. You have a lot of time at night as well. And sleep is something that's crucial in your child's development. There's so much going on in their brain when they're sleeping. All the development is going on while they're sleeping, right? They absorb, they learn in the daytime while they're awake, and then all the processing happens during their sleep. So I'm not talking just about your sleep deprivation as a young parent. I don't want your children to be sleep deprived as well. because that can be detrimental damage when your child is not getting enough sleep. It's literally like having the lack of oxygen in your life, and that's not good. Nobody can survive without it. So sleep is such a crucial element in a child's life, just as feeds are, and love and TLC and all of that, right? Sleep is the same thing. So I really, really hate it when parents just not prioritize sleep, because it's like, would you ever starve your child from food? Would you ever tell your child like, oh, it's okay, you don't need to eat now, you don't have to eat now, just eat later when it's more convenient for me. Like when I go to eat, then you can eat. No, you wouldn't do that. You would totally feed your baby if your baby's, you know, hungry. And when your baby needs to sleep, your baby needs to sleep, right? Of course, life happens and you have to carry on and do lots of things. Weddings and birthdays happen, but majority of the time there are no weddings and birthdays. So please get your child onto a really beautiful routine. And that I can, of course, help you with, right? You don't have to struggle alone. You don't have to figure this out on your own. I thought I had to in the early days. I had no idea I could hire someone to do this job. And it is so worth it. You see results in like 2 days or in like 72 hours or like sometimes even the first night in, most of the time, really. So if this is for you, well, I'm going to tell you this is for you. If you are sleep deprived, sleep is the first thing that you need to address. If you come home from the hospital and your child is naturally doing 12 hours through the night, bless you. I truly applaud your little one. But not every child comes with that skill. And it doesn't mean that if you have to learn it, it means your child is, less of something. No. It's just something that you have to learn how to do. And that's pretty much it. So I would love for you to learn how to do this right from the beginning so that you set the right foundations from the start. Remember, you're starting your family. This is how you are going to create your normalcy, right? So you don't want to carry on something that's going to be a habit that's not great for you or for your child, right? So if you have your child sleeping really good hours through the night and really great naps through the day, you are going to be a thriving parent. You're not going to be that deprived, angry, hostile parent. And you're going to love the version of yourself instead of the deprived version of yourself. So I'd love to help you out. Let me know if you need to. Get in touch. And that's a wrap for today's episode of the Parenting Revival Podcast. If you found these insights helpful, or if you have burning questions itching for answers, don't hesitate to reach out. Remember, you're not alone in this parenting journey. If you enjoyed today's episode, remember to subscribe, rate, leave a review, or simply screenshot this and share it on your socials. Your feedback means the world to me, and together, let's make tiny but mighty changes in your early parenting life. And for more resources and updates, follow me on Instagram at sharanyav.nestthrive. Until next time, this is Sharanya V signing off. Take care and keep thriving.